This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I don't like to do anything half, but you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, man, I tell you what, it has been a crazy day in a lot of ways. You know, Monday's usually my technical issues day. Today's just my electrical issues day, my whatever issues day. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, you know, I'm listening to our people tonight. I love you people that want to send me emails. You want to argue with me. And I have experts on from all kinds of areas. I don't care what the area is, whether it's security, whether it's evolution, whether it's creationism, okay? I mean, I have these experts on. And then you guys want to argue and tell me where they're wrong. And then you actually send me links from the Huffington Post to prove to me that the guest that I have on is wrong. I'm just trying to think. I'd like to see the results of an IQ test. I mean, what do you get a degree in janitology or something, and not that this is a bad thing to have, but you've got a degree in a totally different area. You have an expertise in a totally different area. And the best you could do to fight somebody, an expert that's got 20 years in psychology or child psychology, you're gonna tell me you're right and the Huffington Post is right and they're wrong. This is why we're in the shape we're in. Because, you know, the experts, these Facebook warriors, you know, they want to have an argument. They have no area in that expertise or no expertise in the area. Cut me some slack, will you? It's almost insulting to the person I have on, any person. You know, for you guys that, I won't go down here. I'll just be a nice guy. I'll try to be a nice guy. Okay, let's have some fun with somebody who thinks that they're, they're a bag of donuts and all more, whatever it's called. I know, they're old sayings. I don't understand them all myself. Amy Schumer's back actually, she's never really out of the news, right? Isn't she in that beer commercial? I didn't know this. I found this out recently. Okay, slap me later. I didn't know she was Chuck Schumer's niece. Is that her claim to fame? Is that how she gets into certain things? She comes out with a book, and the book is tanked big time. And she blames the internet. Right? Can't be that the book sucks. Right? It has to be that it's the internet killing the sale of her book. Well, first of all, honey, yeah, I called her honey. Because, you know, you want to go see how she does her comedy act? Yeah, she's okay with it, believe me. Here's the problem, honey. The book sucks. And you're trying to appeal to a group of people that get all their information from their smartphone in 140 characters or less. And you're writing a book thinking that that's going to help. Now, she released her memoir titled, I mean, how old is she? In her early 20s? What kind of memoirs could you have in your 20s? I mean, and to put out a book about your memoirs, that says a lot. You think a whole bunch of yourself, don't you? Now, Schumer just released, and if you've ever seen her comedy act, her early comedy act, it's all about her having sex all the time. I don't get that one at all. I don't care. How about you branch out? Tell jokes that have something more to do with having sex with you. Now, Schumer just released her memoir titled The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo. Well, that, there you go. That about sums it up. And it isn't doing very well, despite being number one on the bestsellers list for more than a week, selling 36,000 hardcover copies in the first week. Simon & Schuster, is 36,000 really a number one best-selling book? My God, really? Now, Simon & Schuster say they're really disappointed in the memoir, which they paid $9 million for. I don't know how you get $9 million out of 36,000 hardcover copies. Oh, my God. There was an insider that told the publisher that said that the publishers are hugely disappointed. They're going to lose a ton of money on this one. One of the reasons for the book's underperformance is the amount of negative reviews it received online. The book has had overwhelming positive reviews from critics. So of course they do. These are the same critics that say all of O'Reilly's books are bad. Hello? And the internet's not impressed. The Amazon review page for the book is filled with negative reviews, mostly one stars. See, one person said, I'm glad I didn't pay for it. Oh, God, that's bad. Going to say, I thought I would give her book a try, but not willing to purchase a copy. I checked it out from my local library instead. This gave me an opportunity to begin reading it, and if I found it encouraging, I'd purchase the book and read it at the park or something. He said, I'm glad I didn't pay for it, as I was never able to wrap myself around the writing, the character, or to make a connection with the primary character. Books aren't written to this, the book isn't written to click with everyone. This is just bad. The book is horrible. It promotes thieving. I think that Amy Schumer has a huge identity issue. She loves to make racy, promiscuous jokes about her life, but she can't take a joke that's aimed at her. She takes herself so seriously, even more so after she was caught outright stealing most of her act from other comedians. This book is horrible. It promotes thieving, lying. The lying girl who keeps going around on her interviews complaining about her first boyfriend, her first unperfect rape. I mean, think about this. She talks about bad sex as rape. And so she gets to joke about it because she's a female. Yet anybody else who jokes about it, you know, the male gender, or can we still say that without getting in trouble? Yeah, any other male-gendered person who makes a joke about it is part of the rape culture and nasty and this and that. I don't find her funny. I don't find any of that funny. I don't even find jokes about rape funny. But anyhow, this is what our young people, this is a young person aspiring to be. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website. We have a live chat room. I guarantee you there are smarter people in that chat room than I am. No kidding. For real. Anyway, I want to get right to my next guest. And I've talked about a few weeks ago, I went and saw Dinesh D'Souza's, Hillary's America. And I came back, and frankly, I got to tell you something. There wasn't anything in that movie that was earth-shattering for me. Like, I hadn't known, hadn't heard about it. He just laid it out in such a fashion where it made sense and it pulled it all together. And I'm constantly amazed that the people on the left, that the Democrats have not, well, maybe they just don't want to figure it out. I don't know. I'm not going to guess for them. But I've got Kevin the Coach Collins on the line with me. He's the author of A Dirty Locked Away History of the Democratic Party. Collins is a former Vietnam-era Marine. Kevin, thanks for joining me today.
I'm so glad to be with you, Joe.
Yeah, and I always have a lot of fun with this. I was actually talking to somebody last night and talking about how How did we lose? Now, how did the Republican Party lose the battle in getting the message out? You know, we freed the slaves. We gave blacks the rights here, if you would. Or I refuse to call them African Americans because a lot of my black friends say, "Stop, I'm not African American." We gave women the right. When it comes to human rights, the Republicans are really the champions. How did we lose this battle?
But they co-opted the media to begin to pump out their line only. And they, of course, through union organizations, they control the schools. But that's the long run. In the short run, we can pinpoint some turning points that are pretty sad. And listen, the black people in America are not total victims in the sense that they have allowed themselves to be hoodwinked and lied to by Democrats. But in the modern era, the election of 1912 is where I think we can start, because many of us have heard of Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey was the leader of the Back to Africa movement, and he was a really shifty character who was dumb enough to be fooled by Woodrow Wilson into believing that he, Woodrow Wilson, would put Marcus Garvey in his administration as a cabinet member if Garvey was able to swing the black vote to him in 1912. And of course, if Garvey wasn't such a fool, he would recognize that Woodrow Wilson was probably at that point as close to a Klansman as we could find on the major stage in Washington. And of course, Garvey did his part, and of course Wilson double-crossed him. And there's a kind of a sad little tale about towards the end of his first term, there was a group of black leaders approached Wilson and said, "You know, he kind of double-crossed us here, and you haven't come across with anything." As a matter of fact, he was a vicious, vicious racist. And he said, "Well, you just vote against me in that next election." And that kind of encapsulates the hubris that we find in Democrats for the last 200 years.
Yeah, it's always been amazing to me. Okay, so let's get back to the origins of the Democratic Party. You know, we know, or some of us know, how the Republican Party came about and why it came about and that kind of thing. Where did the Dems come from? Weren't they? And I don't know if you know the answer to the question, but our founding fathers, George Washington, was vehemently opposed to parties, wasn't he?
Yeah. They talked about them. He referred to them as factions because they knew that factions would develop, and it was kind of a race between the people who recognized that factions would happen and the people who wanted factions to happen in order to get the country set up before the factions could destroy it. But I lay it all on Aaron Burr. Now, if I was a Democrat, I would want to claim Thomas Jefferson and maybe even Jackson, although I can destroy that too, as the founders of the Democrat Party. That's not so. It was Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr, who was the sitting vice president at the time that he shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel, and that was because he was like a real bad actor, and Hamilton was a guy who would not shut up. That's what it was. He wouldn't shut up about the corrupt nature of Burr. So Burr challenges him to a duel, and of course Hamilton made the mistake of his life by accepting it. But Burr finds himself in New York City, and he gravitates to Tammany Hall. Tammany Hall is the petri dish that the fungus, the disease of the Democrat Party grew out of. You know, a lot of people say the most corrupt city in Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, whatever. No. New York is where it all came from, and it all came from Tammany Hall. They ran New York for, with few exceptions here and there, for 150 years, and they're the ones that taught the rest of the country how to be destructive Democrats, and it comes from Aaron Burr. But there's no particular date. There's no particular date. I know what you're talking about. I think the Republican Party is 1854 in Ripon, Wisconsin. You can't find any particular date, and that's one thing that D'Souza brings up too for the Democrat Party.
Yeah, what's amazing to me now, weren't they? Because people constantly try to say that the party split in the 1960s or something like that, where everything that was done before that was done by what were really Democrats. They just called themselves Republicans, and at some point in time they switched. Have you heard this fallacy?
Yeah, that's nonsense. Here's what happened when the results in 1961, when the results of the 1960 census came out, the Democrats were flabbergasted. They were shocked to their core because they realized that they had lost the South. That was it. The white Southerners had gotten over themselves in terms of the causes and effects of the Civil War. They were moving away from the Democrats, and the Democrats under Johnson decided that they had to do things to bring blacks back into their plantations. Okay, so what they did
I need you to hold that thought. When we come back from the break, you can finish up on it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. My guest, Kevin Collins, is with us. We're going to talk about the Democratic Party. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Back. You listen to The Real Side. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. We've got Coach Kevin Collins on the line with me. He's the author of a book called The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democratic Party. And Collins is a former Vietnam-era Marine and has a doctorate in public administration. Kevin, again, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate your time with me.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, we were talking about the parties, you know, how the parties split, right? And how they're able to sell this narrative that the Dems have always been the good guys.
Well, here's what they did. When the Democrats decided that they needed to bring the blacks back onto their figurative plantations, they put together a bunch of civil rights laws. And this was the height of hypocrisy. This is where the media really pitched in to help them. They decided that we needed civil rights laws to control those who were violating the civil rights of black people, and they were the ones who were violating the rights of black people. And we already had on the books all of the laws that we needed. We just needed to enforce them. And that's, so then you have Johnson with all the flourish signing these Civil Rights Acts in 1964, 1965. It was all show business, Joe, because everything was already on the books.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to enforce them. And indeed, immediately after them, they didn't enforce them anyway. So that's what it was. But the media allowed them to get away with it. And I have to add one thing that's the height of irony, is that we have a Department of Justice today because Ulysses S. Grant, when he was the president, was so angry and frustrated at the fact that the Confederates were then had continued to harass and murder and rape and burn out black people, that he ordered the Congress to put together a new federal department, the Department of Justice, and it was designed specifically to protect black people from white Ku Klux Klan Democrats.
Wow.
And look at where we are right now. Now we have a black female as the Attorney General who is specifically using her powers to harass and thwart white people.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
Well, everything going on there right now is mind-boggling to me. I mean, and it seems like look, here's a dilemma that most people have, especially minorities. I think, my personal opinion, they get the voter booth, you know, and they probably know deep in their heart what's right to do, but they also know, look, everybody's trying to feed their family. I get that, you know, and if you're stuck in the rut of collecting a government check every month, you can't seem to find a job or what have you. It's a very hard moment when you pull that lever, and you know that when you pull that lever, you're going to lose a portion of or all of that check in your hand. They've made them extremely dependent on the government in every one of these areas. It's pretty disgusting, if you ask me.
Well, I'll give you an example that supports what you just said in from the other side. There's a story about Barry Goldwater campaigning in 1964, and he meets an old woman in Tennessee, and she said, "I'd like to vote for you, but I can't." Well, why? Because I've heard that you're going to take away my TV. And he said, you know, what he wanted to do was cancel the Tennessee Valley Authority. And as far as she heard, there was the guy in front of her who wanted to take away her television. And she said, "No, I can't vote for you." So, I mean, that's what you're up against sometimes.
Well, yeah, no, I read some of these things that they say about the Republican Party. And you know, I love Joe. You know, Uncle Joe Biden, who sits there and says that the Republicans want to put you back in chains, and I'd love to be able to speak through his microphone and say, no, you wanted to keep them in chains. We're the ones that got them out of their chains.
Well, here's a little aside. You know, not every state ratified the 13th Amendment immediately. The last two states to ratify the 13th Amendment were Kentucky and Delaware. Okay?
All right. Now, hey, I look at this stuff, and I don't know when we're going to finally start opening our mouths and push back and really fix history. The bottom line with this is that we have conservative, and I'm blaming some of this on conservative teachers and parents. You need to teach the proper history in the schools and not care what the liberals have to say to you or care what the union, you think the union might do to you, because there's plenty of people out there that will help protect you. Now, some of the points you call out or some of the things you want to touch on, treason in the Democratic Party. Call out the issues of treason that you say they've committed.
Right off the bat, the one that's probably as good as any goes back to the Loral missile company, missile guidance technology company during the Clinton administration. What happened there was Loral was selling guidance technology to the Chinese, and at some point a Loral guided missile went haywire and crashed into a village in China and killed 200 people, and you know, the Chinese were very, very angry, and the guy who ran Loral went to Bill Clinton and said, "Listen, in order to make them happy, I have to sell them this technology here, but there's a problem here because every one of your federal agencies that deal with national security, NSA, FBI, on and on, they all say, no, I can't do it. So can we talk about this?" "Yeah, sure, of course, no problem." So what happens is that Clinton winds up taking an envelope for $1.5 million, and Loral sells the necessary guidance technology to the Chinese. 5,000 crew aircraft carrier with one shot.
Wow. How exciting is that? Isn't that exciting?
It's sick. You know, really. Yeah.
I look at this stuff and try to find out. Now, well, I know it's mainstream media. I get all of that. But we've got to find a better way, an easier way of getting this information out. We have to find a way of having them understand truly what the difference is between the two parties. You know, I got about a minute and a half left on this particular segment. You also bring up the point of draft dodging. I mean,
go ahead. Clinton.
Yep.
Draft dodge, but he wasn't the original one. There's a story about Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland paid a Polish immigrant to go in his stead, which was legal at the time. And the backstory was just so classic Democrat. I found in my research a very long article written in towards the end of the 1880s where somebody found this guy and interviewed him, and the story went like this. He accepted a $150 down payment on $300 from Grover Cleveland with the idea that if he came back alive, he would get the other $150, and Cleveland stiffed him for it, never gave him the other $150.
That's a shock to who? I mean, exactly. I think that stuff is hilarious, and I think that, like I said, more people need to know about these kind of things. But we're not getting it from mainstream media. We're not getting it from classrooms or any of that stuff. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do over there. And I'm telling you, get involved and get engaged. We'll be back with Coach Kevin Collins in just a couple of minutes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. My guest is Kevin the Coach Collins. He's the author of a book called The Dirty, A Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. Collins is also a former Vietnam-era Marine. Kevin, thanks so much for being with me today.
It's my pleasure, Joe.
You know, you started telling me a story. I didn't want you to waste it on me alone. But you started telling me a story during the break. Apparently, Roosevelt, who is the second, I think he's the second god of the Dems next to John Kennedy. You've got an interesting story about him.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of them. But this is the one that really has always stuck out in my mind about Roosevelt. It goes like this: his wife was, for all intents and purposes, a communist. She's up in New York one day, and she decides she's taking the train back down to Washington, and she falls into a group of young people who are communists. And they are going to Washington because they have to appear in front of the House and Un-American Activities Committee. And Eleanor Roosevelt decides that she's going to also be at that committee meeting. And she moves closer and closer, so she's sitting just a few feet away from the chairman, who becomes tongue-tied because now you have the First Lady who is watching him. Right. So the communists are happy, and everybody's celebrating. She invites them to the White House for dinner. So all of these communists go in there. Now, as the wheel turns, a few years later, the FBI is investigating the leader of this group, a guy named Joseph Lash, and they bug Lash's hotel room. They have no idea who might show up there, but they bug his room just to see what they could hear. And what they find is that there is a couple engaged in sex. They listen carefully, and
Oh, my
God. So here's what happens. They are naturally, this is Army intelligence. Army intelligence gets a little nervous, and they go to the White House at 10 o'clock one night, and they ask for and they get a special emergency meeting with Franklin Roosevelt. They play the audio for him, and they hand him the transcript of what happens. Well, now there's smoke coming out of Roosevelt's ears, and there is a big shouting match between the husband and wife. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, President Roosevelt gets a hold of General Arnold, the chief of staff of military intelligence, and he says this, and find out who knows about this. And anyone who had first-hand knowledge, this is quoted four ways, I got this, anyone who had first-hand knowledge of this affair should be sent immediately to duty in the South Pacific to be made to fight until they are killed.
Wow.
Okay. Keep them in the Japanese front until they're killed. That's what this guy did. This is like right out of the Bible, where David sees Bathsheba, and he sends her husband off to get killed.
Really?
This is what this guy did.
Wow. And where is this? I mean, and again, I'm not. Where is this recorded? Is this anywhere in recorded history that someone should go dig and find out?
In my notes, I knew that would be red flag territory.
Right.
And Collins, you're a dirty liar. So I have that.
It's in your book.
Four times in the book. Okay. I have four citations for that.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just sickening.
And your book is the dirty locked away history of the Democrat Party. I got a friend of mine who keeps sending me emails, and he keeps saying, I don't know why you can't call it the Democratic Party. It's the Democratic Party. I go, no, actually, it's the Democrat Party. It's not the Democratic Party. So,
right.
They can't stand that. And get the book at Amazon. Actually, it'll be up on our Amazon bookstore as well before the show's over. And,
thank you.
Do you have a website yourself for the book?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
TheCoachesTeam.com. We're up every day, and I got some great writers that join me, and we do just 300 to 500 words, because our feeling is if you can't say it in 500 words, then you're not sure of it, and we don't want you.
Yeah.
So very rarely do we go over 500 words.
And in today's society, people work at 140 characters or less. So I think we're in a world of hurt from a historic standpoint, because people just can't hang long enough to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So. There's no jump page with us.
No.
It's all one page, and we respect your time. Give us 3 minutes. That's all. You can read it, and you won't be sorry.
You know, one of the things that bothers me the most, is the Democrats. They target immigrants, and what they do is, and I know this from living in Los Angeles and having friends that are down at those ceremonies. They will hand them voter registration cards that are already checked off as Democrat. And
yeah.
when the immigrant says to them, well, why is that checked off already? They go, well, you came here for democracy. You came here for a democratic society, right? Yeah, I did. Then you want to be a Democrat. That's the way they explain it to them, which is so crazy.
Well, worse still, they tell them that they can't vote for any other party but the party that they're registered in.
Yeah, that's true, too. I know. They're not that swift. You would think, I don't know who's teaching these people when it comes to, that probably should be the last class taught, so it's still fresh in their minds, as to how you vote, who you vote for, and that kind of thing. So, anyway, what was I going to say to you? Give me some examples of some, voter fraud that you might know about or how those immigrants...
The original voter fraud happened in 1876. The South was crying the blues over what we call Reconstruction, the Reconstruction period, and that really was forced Reconstruction of the society of the South after they lost the Civil War, after the Democrats who picked up guns, formed armies and navies to keep
on the battlefield, then they were going to suffer the consequences, which was laws that gave black people the right that everybody else had. And after 12 years of this, the Democrats, who were not just confined to the South, we had Democrats in the North who were terrible subversives, but at any rate, they had grown more and more powerful in the House and the Senate, and with the election of 1876, there became an essential tie in electoral votes between the Republican candidate Rutherford B. Hayes from Ohio and Samuel Tilden, the governor of New York for the Democrats. And what was uncovered by some good, honest journalists of the time was that Tilden sent his nephew and another Democrat operative to South Carolina with instructions to do whatever was necessary, whatever they had to pay, whatever they had to do to get one more electoral vote to steal. And this plot was revealed in time so that the Democrats then got into a bargaining mode, and the Republicans, as usual, were weenies, and they gave in, and they said, and what came out of it was, okay, we'll take the presidency for another 4 years, but that's the end of Reconstruction. So the Democrats not only won there, but they also then seized on that as something that they could point to and say, look, the Republicans sold you out. I've heard this myself. I've heard a Democrat historian say that, completely wiping away the preceding 12 years. So that you had voter fraud. 6 years ago, there was a laughable, if it wasn't so terrible, it'd be laughable situation in a county in Mississippi where the state had done an investigation and found that the people there had an inordinately high number of absentee ballots that they mailed in, and when they looked at them, they were all in the same handwriting, and they found when they interviewed people, they were dumb enough to say, yeah, I got $50 for my vote. So and that was in a Democrat primary. So they cheat each other.
Wow. Well, we just saw that. All right, real quick, tell people they can get more information about you and where they can get the book.
Well, the book, The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party, is at Amazon. It's Kevin Coach Collins. And my website is thecoachesteam.com. I've had a lot of fun today. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time. I know there's a thousand other stations you could listen to, but you've chosen this one. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?